the tolerable level should be zero. We should not be finding in any of the body fluids any levels of aluminum, any levels of graphene, any levels of phosgene or polyethylene glycol or hydrogel. But that's what we're finding.
This is how Masterpiece works. And this is why the study was just phenomenal, to see how everybody from the baseline to 35 day to the 90 day all tracked down with all of these chemicals and toxins that are in our environment that are getting into our body.
The results are phenomenal. We're seeing up to 90% results in removing some of these compounds, these chemicals, these forever chemicals, these heavy metals. And it's amazing. It's acting like a broad spectrum detoxifier.
It's a very difficult time on Earth right now. Obviously, it's not just affecting those who've had the shot. We're seeing the same anomalies in people who haven't had the shot. So it's not just coming from, you know, these shots. We know it's in the air, it's in our food, it's in, you know, the water that we're drinking. I've seen these same anomalies in milk. So, we're being attacked from all different levels right now.
The bottom line is you need to protect yourself and you need to protect your children. And this is not an advertisement. You know, I'm not being paid for this. You should be taking it every day as long as they're running their extermination program.
Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here with an extremely important broadcast. That was Dr. Robert Young and researcher and naturopath Caroline Mansfield. And guys, they're here with the results of the testing on the folks who have taken Masterpiece and who have shown a dramatic, unprecedented reduction in heavy metals, including graphene, aluminum, and phosgene in the blood and urine of those people. Guys, this is literally helping to save people. Help save yourself. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. We've told you the truth about the destruction and the demise of the US dollar and its purchasing power on this channel for more than a decade. So how do you feel about leaving your money in the bank? Not great, right? It's losing value every single day because it's being debased. So if it's stressing you out, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real, tangible wealth. And by the way, gold just broke a new all-time high in USD. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but guess what? Gold was. It's a reliable, dependable, and authentic way to protect your wealth. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They always have your back. Noble Gold Investments is the same. Their American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. Now, there's no guarantee of any kind with any investment, so do your own due diligence, but you'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you from Noble Gold. So no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report, guys, with maybe the most important interview I've done in recent months. I've got back on the line a esteemed guest, a friend of ours, a friend of the show, a friend of humanity, Dr. Robert Young, and the lovely Caroline Mansfield. She's an expert at live blood work. And let me welcome the good doc first. Robert, how are you, sir? Welcome back.
I'm good. Yeah. Thank you for your opportunity here to share some of this science, which is so needed for the world to hear and understand. It's not only life-changing, but life-saving.
You know, you're giving me goosebumps. Guys, here's the thing. The news you're about to hear is extremely, extremely important, and the results of the blood work and the urinalysis is stunning. There's a product that can help people reverse the damage, both the vaxxed and the unvaxxed alike, the damage caused by this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Caroline, before we start, do you want to just introduce yourself and welcome to the show? It's just a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on. Yes, I'm a naturopath of 25 years this November, and I've been practicing live blood analysis for the same amount of time. But my work has sort of morphed from seeing clients to working with companies and doing some research for them. looking at efficacy of products and how it works and whether the product does what it says it's going to do for people purchasing it. So it's a really interesting field to be in, to be honest, especially at this time on Earth right now where we don't know what we can trust and what we can't trust. And with a lot of nutraceuticals being bought out by pharmaceutical companies, I think it's really important to look at, you know, the company who's behind the ingredients, et cetera, and, you know, where product is sourced from, where ingredients are sourced from, and the efficacy of the product working.
Well, we'll talk about the efficacy too. And I guess let's just call the product out. It's Masterpiece. We've talked about it before. It is successfully removing heavy metals, forever chemicals, and acidic nanotechnology such as graphene oxide. And guys, the urinalysis too that we're going to discuss here shows unprecedented reductions in aluminum. What are they spraying us with the chemtrails? What's in the environment? Well, of course, aluminum, it's in our blood too, and it's not good. Friends, I want to just level set though and remind you where we're at in human history here. Okay, here's the thing. Top studies are now saying triple vaxxed people can all expect cancer, VADs, and or sudden death. And you know, the product is still on the market. Guys, how is that possible? The most deadly concoction ever made by human beings is still on the market, killing and maiming people, giving people blood clots, striking athletes down in the middle of a soccer game, causing pericarditis, myocarditis. It is just a hell on earth hellscape, guys. And this woman, well, she lived through so much of it and she has a soul. So she wants people to know the horrors she saw amongst the vaxxed. Listen to just some of this.
Normally, it's rare to have more than one stint go in, and they were documenting, you know, multiple locations all at once. They had heart attack cases that were like that, where they, you know, they needed massive amounts of stents that they never needed before. There were people in their 20s that had been hiking that were totally healthy, had been running marathons, that suddenly needed a leg amputated because they had a massive blood clot going from their hip all the way down to their leg. And it couldn't be saved.
All right. I just wanted to play that portion of this clip because the good doctor, Robert Young, will tell us, he will explain to us explicitly why the blood of these people is clotting. The body's defense systems are part of that. But this is such an overwhelmingly powerful bioweapon that it is killing people. The body has no defense. Guys, we're in a lot of trouble. Doc, why is the blood of people who took this thing, why is it clotting? Well, Doc, it has to be intentional because they're not pulling the product. So even if it wasn't intentional to begin with, which of course I think it was, it's intentional now because they are not pulling the product. They're still marketing the product. And it's absolutely horrifying. I'll play a clip here from Sasha Latapova in just 1 second. But Caroline, your thoughts on this dastardly plan. And do you think it's premeditated? Boy, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I firmly believe this is all premeditated mass murder.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, those with eyes can see what's going on. And it's a very difficult time on Earth right now. Obviously, it's not just affecting those who've had the shot. We're seeing the same anomalies in people who haven't had the shot. So it's not just coming from, you know, these shots. We know it's in the air. It's in our food. It's in, you know, the water that we're drinking. I've seen these same anomalies in milk. So we're being attacked from all different levels right now, in all different places on Earth. So, that's what I've been observing.
Okay. We're going to talk about the results of some of the testing about this product in just 1 second, but I just want to play one more clip, and it's from Sasha Latapova. Now, Sasha's been on the show. We don't agree about everything, but we definitely agree about this. This is what she said about this evil product on the Dr. Drew show.
I just had a guest in my house whose 18-year-old daughter was injected with Pfizer and she has cancer. I sat across numerous people who lost their children to these injections. Some died immediately. Some deaths were gruesome. And these people have to go and testify to lawmakers and anybody who would listen and recount the story over and over and over again. And this is a massive, massive crime, and it needs to stop. Now, FDA was fully aware that these things will cause cancer because they've written numerous guidance documents. That's how they regulate industry. So even in 2015, and I read those guidance documents, 2015, 2013, even more recently than that, they wrote extensive guidance documents explaining to the manufacturers who wanted to develop mRNA products that they need to study especially cancer, that these products can cause deaths, that these products can cause fertility issues, blindness, strokes, cardiovascular issues. All of that is written because that's called regulatory knowledge. They had this knowledge.
They had the knowledge, friends. So if they're not going to pull the products, we're sitting ducks. And as an unvaxxed person, Caroline, I wanted to ask you this. As an unvaxxed person, I take Masterpiece every single day, twice a day, 5 drops in the morning, 5 drops at night. Is it smart for me to do that? Why do I need to do that if I'm unvaxxed, Caroline?
Well, because we've shown in our studies, and not just in the studies that we've done, but we're going on to do more studies now with a larger cohort. But even just in my own patients, getting them tested, everybody is toxic. I've been running, you know, heavy metal toxicity tests for a number of years, and especially here and out of the UK, where I've been living for a number of years, specifically mercury and lead are very, very high in most people, as well as aluminium. I think that's probably worse in America, coming the aluminium levels, but also graphene oxide has been the surprise one, because no one can get tested for that. And it's only through a collaboration with a lab that we have that we've been able to test for graphene oxide, because we're all told it's not in us. And when I was searching for a lab that would test for graphene oxide in the UK a year and a half ago, I phoned virtually every lab in the UK. And I was told, when I asked them if they would test for graphene oxide, I was told no. And when I asked why, they would say, because it's not in people. So now we've been able to do the testing, we can find that everybody's got it in them. So, and we know that Masterpiece brings the graphene oxide out and demagnetizes the graphene. And also it's bringing down the metals, and specifically aluminium. So very, very important to be taking it, whether you've had the shot or whether you haven't had the shot, because we're living in a toxic world right now.
Yeah, I know. The food's toxic, the water's toxic, the air. A multi-vector attack against humanity. So, of course, they had to roll out a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and then not pull it from the market when it causes all-cause mortality globally to rise 30% in the nations that rolled this thing out. It's an absolute outrage. I mean, it's like our world has been completely hijacked. But, Doc, you're trying to help us take it back and I tell you what, the technology with this product masterpiece is really stunning. Nano hexagonal multidimensional zeolite as a colloid of marine plasma at a pH of 8.8. Take it away, Doc. Tell us, what are some of the results that you're seeing with this product?
Well, the results are phenomenal. We're seeing up to 90% results in removing some of these compounds, these chemicals, these forever chemicals, these heavy metals. And it's amazing. It's acting like a broad spectrum detoxifier. And this study was an animal study, but we have gone ahead, and Caroline, you can talk a little bit more about this, but we have now done a pilot study and have begun a double-blinded placebo study with more participants because we wanted to see what the results in the pilot, and they were phenomenal. If you want to go ahead and share your screen on that, Caroline, I think that would be very important for them to see. But for those who mm-hmm. want to have a copy of this, the novel oxygenated clinoptilolite material effectively removes aluminum article, I'm happy to provide that for you if you just go to drrobertyoung.com/blog, and then I will send you this article and also the substantiating information that Caroline's going to show you right now.
Yeah, so Caroline's got the measurable results. Caroline, how do we measure the results and the efficacy of Masterpiece? Is it through blood work, urinalysis, or both?
Both, actually. We tested on both. So we tested the urine through a provocated urinalysis test where we use DMSA, for any listeners who know what that is, where we're stirring up the heavy metals from the body. Then we do a collection for 6 hours. So we did a baseline test, and then we did a test again at the end of the study. And we also tested the blood for intracellular toxicity with a lab that specializes in environmental toxins. So both are third party lab tested, both of the testing that we did. So let me share the results with you now, and I can show you exactly.
Perfect.
Okay, so you can see that, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So let me just go on to the first study, which is the urinalysis test. So this was test subject one, and we ran on the baseline, you can see, we're just talking about aluminum today on this one, but you can see at the very top of the graph, there's aluminum, and that was at 39, which was outside of the reference range. And after 35 days of taking Masterpiece, you can see that her aluminum went down to 2.7.
Where was it originally?
It was at 39. It's the very top one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, usually heavy metals take many months, if not, a good year or two, for a lot of people to really remediate these out of the body. So to have a result like this, specifically when we're looking at aluminum, within 35 days is quite significant. And I can just go on to test subject number two as well. Now, test subject number two had a low level. I mean, it was within reference range at 4.1, but after 35 days, her marker was down to 2.5. So, it's still tracked down, even though it was in the reference range. And again, if I just quickly show you test subject number three, who was at 2.1 within reference range, but again, it's still tracked down to 1.9. Because there's a lot of talk that zeolites contribute to aluminium in the body, but we've shown through the urinalysis testing that that's not true. And then I can go on also to show you in the blood results. Shall I talk through those now?
Yeah, sure, please.
So in the initial pilot study, we did three tests for the, for the test subjects, which is a baseline, the 35 days, and we went on to do a 90-day blood draw as well. So let me just show you how on test subject number one, the graphene oxide, for example, was at very high at 509. And the forever chemicals were at high levels at 331. Sorry, the forever chemicals at 331 and 442. And then we had these plastics, the polyethylene and the polypropylene that we tested for also was at borderline at 223 and 235. And if we just go on to day 35, we'd introduced a few more analytes based on Dr. Robert Young's recommendations at this point. So you're going to see a few more markers on the day 35. But if we go to the graphene oxide, you can see how on this test subject, it went from 509 on the baseline test down to 53. This is a 90% reduction in this particular test subject. And the forever chemicals that were at the very high levels, or sorry, high levels, went down to borderline, down to 238 and 213. And again, just going back to the 35-day from the polyethylene and the polypropylene at borderline, they both came down to tolerable. So everything tracked down, and I'll go through the individual test results for all the test subjects. But this is how Masterpiece works, and this is why the study was just phenomenal, to see how everybody over the from the baseline to 35-day to the 90-day all tracked down with all of these chemicals and toxins that are in our environment that are getting into our body.
I didn't realize you could test for microplastics in the blood. I've been thinking a lot about this because when my wife and I were just recently in Mexico, there's a bottled water brand that proudly advertised right on the outside of the bottle, no microplastics in this water. And you can't get that in the United States. And the microplastics are now in our blood. I didn't know you could measure for that. And it's amazing to hear that Masterpiece will help get that stuff out.
Yeah, it's not just getting out the metals. It's getting out a lot of the toxins, the forever chemicals, which are, you know, the chemicals that are on your in your carpets, on your sofa when you buy it, you know, the fire retardants or the waterproof chemicals. These are all the forever chemicals. They're very highly toxic to the body, genotoxic, cytotoxic. And we all know how the plastics are affecting us. You know, they're affecting our endocrine system. They're implicated in a lot of cancers. To be actually bringing all these chemicals and toxins out of our body, it's just wonderful to have a lab that specializes in these environmental toxins so we can test for them. And in fact, in the next study we're doing, we're actually testing for 27 compounds. So it's going to be even more significant, you know, including glyphosate, for example.
Well, that's right. That's exactly what's happening. And Ed Dowd has recounted all of it in his book, Died Suddenly. And I wanted to ask you something, Caroline. Obviously, I've answered my own question, the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed. Everybody needs this product because if they're finding microplastics, aluminum, glyphosate, and phosgene in the blood and in the urine, obviously Masterpiece helps get that all out. But my question for you is, these test subjects, the results of which you just shared with us, were those test subjects vaxxed or unvaxxed? And again, I don't even think it matters at this point, but vaxxed or unvaxxed subjects?
Okay, we only just got up to test subject one, who was vaccinated. If I've gone on to show you test subject two, who's unvaccinated, her graphene oxide level was as high as the vaccinated test subject number one.
That's so interesting. I didn't know you could even test to find graphene oxide in the blood of people, but yeah, go ahead and share your screen again. You know, it's stunning. And I think the thing that pops into my head as a father with the oldest son with autism is that this would probably be extremely effective for children who have been vaccine damaged. So we're not just talking about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, which they call the COVID-19 vaccine. It's actually an experimental mRNA gene therapy destroying humanity. But the childhood vaccine program is causing autism. In my view, used to be 1 in 10,000 kids has autism. Now it's 1 in 35. It's an absolute crime against humanity. And I would think that this product would certainly help. It can't possibly hurt, Caroline.
Oh, definitely not. You know, it's pulling out this, the aluminium, so it's a neurotoxin, and, you know, it's implicated with autism. So anything that's going to be helping in that area. And I think Masterpiece has got some anecdotal evidence, you know, through people with children taking Masterpiece who are autistic, who have shown improvements. So, you know, it's early days, but I do feel that this product will, you know, go on to show that it does help in these areas.
Okay. So let me ask you guys this. If 90 days is the protocol, what happens? Do you just stop taking it? You're good for a year? Or would somebody want to just keep taking it? And if that's the case, how many bottles does a person need to get through 3 months at 5 drops a day?
You should be taking it every day as long as they're running their extermination program on the entire whole of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. It makes sense because they're not going to stop the attacks. You know, the vector points by which this stuff has gotten into the blood of people, that's not going to stop after 90 days. So it's safe to just continue taking and just the same protocol, just kind of in perpetuity.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, go ahead, Caroline.
I was going to say the 90 days was just the length of the study, you know, but the remediation from Masterpiece is something that people should be really doing on a daily basis ongoing while we have this toxicity in our world. You know, until the world's cleaned up, you know, we need to be doing things daily to try and get this stuff out of our bodies. You know, I love the way when we go to the supermarket and it says, you know, this is the organic produce. You're like, well, what else is, you know, the rest of the food in the supermarket, everything used to be organic once. And now, so what is the rest of it? It's got toxins in it. Literally, this is where we're at. And even just buying organic food, we know that, you know, is growing in fields where it's been chemtrailed. And, you know, it's been shown that the aluminum levels in the soil, even on organic farms, is very high. And they're having to, you know, replace the soil every couple of years because of that. So it is just, you know, something that people need to be taking ongoing. Sorry, carry on, Dr. Young.
I was going to say that the tolerable level should be zero. In other words, we should not be finding in any of the body fluids any levels of aluminum, any levels of graphene, any levels of phosgene or polyethylene glycol or hydrogel. But that's what we're finding. Phosgene, you know, I mean, a nerve agent. Can you imagine a nerve agent showing up in the blood and urine of people around the world? What is going on here? You know, and so the bottom line is you need to protect yourself and you need to protect your children. And this is not an advertisement. You know, I'm not being paid for this. where zeolite is found. Zeolite is found. This mineral is found in the oceans. And then it is nano-sized so it can transport into all the places where this aluminum, this graphene, this phosgene, these polyethylene glycol hydrogels that are financed by the National Institute of Health and DARPA. They own the patents. They own the patents for the things that we're seeing inside our bodies. I don't know, Sean, if you knew that or not. People need to know. We need to protect ourselves. We need to take back the sovereign rights and control of our bodies, our health, and we can do that with education. And when you have that knowledge and education, that will empower you to say, hey, I'll make the decision. It is my body, it is my life, and therefore it is my choice. And that's the position I would like to see all Americans, all of humanity, wherever you might be, because every life is precious. Every life.
Yeah, not to Albert Bourla. I got to tell you, honestly, we've come full circle. I cannot believe that the product is still on the market. I cannot believe Pfizer still advertises this thing on sports radio where I live, on television occasionally, not as much as they were. Got to tell you, I haven't seen as much advertising as we were seeing a year ago, but the thing is still on the market and it's not a vaccine. It is an experimental mRNA injection. It's a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Caroline, did we miss anything in terms of results? Is there anything else you want to share?
No, we went through the results. Sorry if I skipped through them a bit quickly, but this is quite a few to get through with a number of different compounds. But so if you wanted me to go over anything more again, I'm quite happy to.
No, I think we've covered it and I really appreciate it. And the next study will be a double blind with a placebo. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, double blind placebo, 24 cohort. So with 27 compounds. So we're looking at other things, including I think cesium-137, which is going to be an interesting one to see.
Doc, how do people?
And Sean is exactly correct. And I'm so grateful that he's provided this platform for us to share this life-changing, life-saving science based on scientific methodology, based on safety and true effectiveness, true safety.
I was just going to ask you, how do people get those articles? What specifically do they need to click on or enter on your website?
Very simply, I don't sell anything on my website, okay? I just want to make that perfectly clear. All the information on my website is free, okay? I have close to 600 articles, many of them published and peer-reviewed. I want to provide all of that at no charge. What I will send you at no charge, if you go to drrobertyoung.com and you provide a way for me to communicate with you, in other words, I need your email address, I will send you my Harvard lecture. I will send you 60 of these articles. I will send you the information you need to start today to protect you and your loved ones. That is my only intention is to educate, you know, and motivate people to a better lifestyle. And I've already said it, I'll say it again, and to protect our most treasured asset, our children.
Yep. Well, I know that you're driven by this. It's your passion. And you, like so many doctors, like Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, so many of my friends out there who are doctors who have been persecuted for daring speak the truth to power about all of this. And that's why I consider you a hero, Doc. I really appreciate you so very much. And one of my favorite analogies of yours is this one. Guys, imagine a goldfish in a bowl after a day, 3 days, a week. You know how bad those bowls get. So do you vaccinate the fish or do you clean the water? I think that's just the best example of what Masterpiece can do for you guys. It can help clean up the mess. Caroline, thank you so much. Really do appreciate you. I sure wish you'd show everybody your cool blue rock star glasses before we go and tell people how they can follow you as well.
So these glasses are my backup ones because I couldn't find my more serious ones. So if people want to find me, it's they can go to caroline@carolinemansfield.com is my email. And I have a website, carolinemansfield.com, that describes who I am and what I've been doing for the last 20 odd years.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I guess she's not going to put the glasses on for us, guys. But Doc, we appreciate you so very much as well. And I will leave a link to your website below. So thank you for all you do. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Bless.
All right. God bless you both. Friends, I want to thank you all for tuning in as well, of course. So very much. Thank you. And I'll leave the links below to Masterpiece. You can click, try to clean up the fishbowl inside your body. And I'll remind you every single day for free, check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird, mainstream media, big pharma, FDA, CDC lies at sgtreport.com. Until next time, God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
We're like the early adopters, right, in a thing. And what we're reaching, if you read any of Malcolm Gladwell's books, especially The Tipping Point, I think what we're seeing is literally the Great Awakening approaching the tipping point when everything's suddenly going to go and then everybody's aware of everything. And that is very exciting.